Okay, let's unpack this. If you run an e-commerce business, especially, you know, a small to medium-sized business, you are staring right down the barrel of the 2025 peak season. And according to all the material we've been digging into, this period isn't just busy, it's what they're calling a logistical dual reality.
That is the perfect way to put it. It really is. On one hand, you have this massive opportunity for growth. I mean, back to school, Black Friday, the
The
holidays.
revenue potential is huge.
Huge. But on the other side of that coin, you've got this intense logistical complexity. And if you don't get a handle on it, it will absolutely sink your
And
profits.
worse, it'll destroy that trust you've built with your customer.
Exactly. That's the real damage.
So our mission with this deep dive is to give you a shortcut. We're going to lay out the proactive strategies, the things you really need to be doing now to protect that customer trust and, well, maximize your profits without getting totally buried.
Yeah, we've been analyzing a really comprehensive guide on this, and we're going way beyond just, the usual ship early advice. We're getting into the nitty-gritty: workflow optimization, carrier diversification, even specialized things like cross-border and LTL freight.
Okay, so let's start at square one. What exactly is peak season in this context, and why does it seem to be getting more intense every single year?
Well, for shippers, peak season is this critical window that honestly, it starts a lot earlier than most people think. We're talking early August all the way through mid-December.
August,
Yeah,
wow.
and it's all driven by that relentless wave of consumer spending. Everybody is buying everything, and that surge creates a bottleneck in the supply chain that is just unforgiving.
And that pressure isn't just like a minor inconvenience. It puts the entire system, the whole infrastructure, under immense strain.
It fundamentally challenges it.
So if you're an SMB owner and you're not ready, the source material points to three core challenges that are going to trickle right down to your bottom line.
The first one, and it's probably the most immediate, is going to be the peak surcharges. And we're not talking about a small price bump here. Carriers have to deploy a massive amount of extra resources. We're talking temporary staff, extra planes, more truck.
And those costs have to go somewhere.
They get passed straight on to you. You'll see fuel surcharges, special handling fees, specific holiday fees. It's a whole web of extra costs.
Which means the shipping rates you were paying back in July, they're a completely different ballgame come November.
A completely different world. You have to budget for it, or your margins just get eaten alive.
Okay, so that's one. What's the second big challenge?
That would be tighter capacity. It's simple supply and demand, really. When you have that sudden, massive spike in demand across the whole economy, carriers just, they run out of space.
So trucks are full, planes are full.
Trucks are full, sorting centers are jammed, terminals are operating at their absolute limit. The whole network just gets squeezed.
And tighter capacity obviously means longer transit times.
Yes. And that is the enemy of happy customers during the holidays.
Of course.
I mean, if someone orders a gift for Christmas and there's a 5-day delay because a carrier couldn't get your package on the truck, that's a catastrophe for that customer relationship.
Okay, and the third hurdle, especially for anyone selling internationally.
Customs delays. You have huge volumes of international freight coming in, combined with all the necessary security checks.
So everything just slows down.
It slows way down. The system is designed for a routine flow, not for these massive surges.
So recognizing this trio of surcharges, capacity, and delays, that's the absolute first step.
Right.
Now let's pivot from the problems to the solutions, the general strategies.
Right. This is the foundation. And it all begins with planning and accurate forecasting.
You can't just react.
You absolutely cannot react during peak season. You have to predict. This means going through your historical sales data, looking at market trends, even watching broader economic signals.
And we actually have a really interesting piece of context on this. In Canada, just in 2024, the transportation and warehousing industry grew by 3.7 billion Canadian dollars.
Wow.
That's a 3.8% increase year over year. That shows you the scale of the demand you're competing against for space on those trucks.
That's a fantastic point. And using that forecast isn't just about stocking your inventory. It's your weapon to secure carrier resources early.
So if I know I need to move 10 pallets in November.
You should be having that conversation in August. Absolutely. Lock in that capacity before the avalanche hits.
Okay, tip two sounds simple, but I think it's one of those things that's secretly a huge cost saver. Optimize packaging efficiency.
Oh, it's about so much more than just making boxes look neat. The benefits are like threefold.
Okay.
First, compact, durable packaging. It cuts your shipping costs by minimizing what's called dimensional weight. We can talk more on that later.
And it saves space in the truck.
Right. Second, durability is everything. A well-packed item is way less likely to get damaged, which directly cuts down on expensive returns.
Ah, and that's the third element, isn't it? The customer relationship. What return isn't just a lost sale.
It's a damaged relationship. When you use packaging that ensures the product arrives perfectly, you're preserving that loyalty. It's a simple question. Are you using the smallest possible box, or are you paying to ship air?
Great point. That leads us right to tip three: leverage technology and automation.
Because when your volume is through the roof, manual processes, they just become error factories.
So hold on. If I'm an SMB owner, I hear automation and I think, you know, huge investment I can't afford.
That's a fair point, but that's not what we mean. We're not talking about buying robots for your warehouse.
Okay, so what are we talking about?
We're talking about software, solutions that integrate your e-commerce store with your shipping platforms, things that give you automated rate shopping across different carriers.
So you always find the best price and speed for every order.
Instantly. And automated label generation. It pulls the customer's data automatically, so you eliminate all those manual typing errors.
So it's really an error prevention strategy.
And a time saver.
Exactly.
Which brings us to number four, which is absolutely critical. Diversify your carrier network.
Don't put all your eggs in one basket.
Do not. Relying on a single carrier during peak season is, like we said before, just playing Russian roulette with your operations.
But doesn't that get complicated? Managing multiple accounts, different pickups, different bills?
It can, but the flexibility you gain is non-negotiable. If one carrier suddenly gets slammed with delays, or their capacity is full, or they hit you with a massive rate increase,
you can just pivot to another one.
You can pivot. You can match the carrier's strength to your specific need. Maybe one is better for the last mile, another is cheaper for bulky items. It gives you control.
Okay. And the final general tip, which circles back to the first problem we talked about.
Right. You have to account for seasonal surcharges.
This goes back to that forecasting.
It does. You need to pre-budget for all those extra fees, mm-hmm. fuel, handling, all of it. If you wait until October to figure out how you're going to absorb those costs, you've already lost.
So you have to adjust your pricing or your shipping options before the season really starts.
To protect your margins, it's essential.
That's a great foundation. Now let's get into the more specialized tactics, because the sources are really clear that there is no one-size-fits-all solution here.
Not at all. Cross-border, LTL, parcel, they're all different beasts.
Let's start with cross-border logistics. This is a huge part of e-commerce now.
It's massive. For context, in 2025, Canadian imports actually went up by 2.9%, and they surpassed $1 trillion Canadian dollars for the first time.
$1 trillion.
That's the volume we're talking about, which means a tiny mistake can cause a gigantic delay.
Which makes your first tip here, documentation, maybe the single most important factor.
It's the gateway. 100%. You have to have complete, accurate, electronically sent documents. Commercial invoices, packing lists, certificates of origin.
And if there's an error, a wrong code or value,
you're guaranteed to get pulled from the line and delayed, especially during peak season. You are basically paying for accuracy with your speed.
Tip two is really practical. Precise measurement.
Yes. Use the external box measurements, and here's the key detail. Always round up.
Why round up?
It's a preventative move. Carriers bill you based on the dimensions you declare. If you're imprecise or you round down, they might reweigh and remeasure it.
And hit you with penalty charges.
Or worse, hold the shipment. Rounding up just ensures the pricing is right from the start and avoids all that friction.
Tip three is all about the customer. Set clear expectations.
You have to. Cross-border shipping just takes longer than domestic, especially during peak. You need to communicate realistic timelines right there at checkout.
Be transparent.
It's your best tool. It maintains trust even when the shipment is moving a bit slower than they'd like.
And the final tip for cross-border.
Carrier selection and testing. Go with carriers that have a proven, solid cross-border track record.
Yeah.
And if you're trying out a new international lane, run test shipments.
Do it now.
Yes, do it now. Don't wait for November to find out your new carrier has a flaw in their system.
Excellent. Okay, let's switch gears to LTL, less than truckload. Shipping. So for those bigger shipments that aren't a full truck.
Right. And tip one here is all about efficiency. Consolidate shipments strategically.
Yay.
If you have a bunch of smaller loads, all going to the same general region, combine them onto fewer, larger pallets.
Okay. And that saves money.
It reduces your per pallet cost, but it also streamlines the delivery. Fewer stops for the truck means a faster transit time for everything on it.
Smart. Tip two gets a little technical. Be mindful of freight class.
This is one that often trips people up, but it's key for budgeting your LTL costs.
So it's not just about the weight.
No. LTL pricing is based on a pallet's freight class, which is a standardized system that looks at things like density, how easy it is to break, and how difficult it is to handle.
So a big, fragile, awkward item costs more.
A lot more. It gets a higher class. Understanding this lets you anticipate those costs and maybe even repackage something to get it into a better, cheaper class.
Got it. And tip three for LTL.
Plan for capacity constraints. Just like with parcel, LTL carriers get absolutely slammed. Book your space early, provide perfect documentation, bill of lading, all of it, and keep a good relationship with your provider.
Don't just assume there will be space on a truck last minute.
Never assume that in peak season.
Okay, let's wrap this section with standard parcel shipping. The number one tip here seems to be about cost control. Dimensional weight pricing.
Or dim weight. This is how carriers charge you for the space your package takes up, not just what it weighs on the scale.
So if I ship a feather in a giant box,
you're paying for all that empty air. Efficient packing using the right size box is so crucial because it directly lowers your dim weight and keeps costs down.
I bet so much money is wasted just shipping air pockets.
Every single day. Tip two is about your customers. Track carrier cutoff dates.
The deadlines for holiday delivery.
Yes, every carrier publishes them. If you miss those dates, you're going to have late packages and very unhappy customers. It just undoes all your hard work.
And tip three is a clever little workaround. Use drop-off centers.
This is so important. During peak, carrier pickups can get really unreliable. The truck might be late or miss you entirely.
And you've got a day's worth of packages just sitting there.
Exactly. Using a drop-off center gives you back control. You decide exactly when your packages get into the system, and you bypass any potential pickup delays.
That's a great practical tip. Okay, so that covers the hard logistics. If we pull back and look at the big picture, all of this prep, it all comes down to one thing.
The final customer experience.
Exactly, which is what our final section is about, e-commerce fulfillment.
And we're seeing a really interesting shift here. You know, lightweight parcels still make up over half of the revenue, but heavyweight shipments.
Things like furniture, big appliances.
Right. That category is predicted to grow at a 4.72% compound annual rate all the way through 2030. That changes the game for fulfillment.
It definitely demands a more sophisticated approach. So tip one here is back to basics. Prepare inventory based on forecasts.
You have to use that data we talked about earlier to stock up properly. The biggest missed opportunity during peak season is running out of your most popular items.
A stockout just sends customers straight to your competition.
Instantly. You have to avoid it. Tip two is about speed. Optimize fulfillment operations.
Your internal processes.
Your physical picking, packing, and staging have to be just as efficient as your digital side. Invest in tools that improve your speed and accuracy in the warehouse.
Tip three, we keep coming back to this one. Communicate clearly with customers.
It's the bedrock of trust. You have to be transparent about potential delays. Send proactive tracking updates. Let them know if there's an issue.
Don't hide the truth.
Never. They'll find out anyway, and then they'll be angry. Being upfront saves the relationship.
Tip four deals with what happens after the holidays.
The inevitable wave of returns. Returns management has to be streamlined.
Make it easy for them.
Make it incredibly easy. Offer prepaid labels, give clear instructions. A smooth, painless return process is often what decides if that customer will shop with you again next year.
It's a loyalty play. And the final tip, number five, is a simple one for your website.
Offer multiple shipping options at checkout. Give the customer the power to choose.
They can balance cost and speed themselves.
Exactly. Maybe they want the cheap economy rate for one thing, but they're willing to pay a premium for expedited shipping on a last-minute gift. It caters to everyone.
So to wrap it all up, the strategy is about being proactive with planning, diversifying your carriers to manage risk, being meticulous with documentation, and just being totally transparent with your customers.
That's the formula.
And the source material really drove home how an all-in-one platform can help manage all this complexity. It talked about getting access to discounted rates for both pallets and parcels, being able to estimate duties and taxes right there, and consolidating all your billing in one place.
The goal is just operational speed and efficiency. When every second counts, an integrated platform means you're executing perfectly without friction, from a tiny envelope to a full pallet.
And that leads perfectly into our final thought for you. We mentioned that huge growth predicted for heavyweight shipments, that 4.72% growth rate through 2030. It raises a really important question. Given that trend, how do you, as an SMB owner, need to rethink your warehouse infrastructure, not just your carriers, to handle all those items that don't fit into the traditional lightweight parcel model in the future?
A shift in what you're selling demands a radical shift in your physical space, your workflows, and your equipment. And that future is coming up fast.
That's something for you to explore next. We hope this knowledge helps you crush peak season 2025.